Allison Bono. She's with the American Red Cross Lansing office. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the Red Cross is consolidating regions in these tough economic times. This is done by companies, and I know the Red Cross is a nonprofit, but it had to do the same thing. Give us the latest.
Well, exactly. The American Red Cross is cutting costs and streamlining its operations nationwide to serve the public better and make better use of the donor dollar. And in doing this, we're hoping to enhance services to the communities and just utilize our resources in a more effective manner.
So the agency's Central Lower Michigan region that covers 15 counties, including Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton, is merging with the Flint region.
Right. Now there'll be 51 counties from 15 to 51. So it's a huge swath up mid-Michigan and into the UP. And as I said, we're hoping we can consolidate services. We're going to have over 1,000 volunteers that can respond at any time to a disaster 24/7. And all this reorganization has happened over the last year and a half. The IT and the marketing and the accounting is all being done at the national level now instead of the chapter level. So that saves thousands of dollars. But, of course, we still had to lay, you know, about 10% of the workforce nationwide off to accommodate all these changes.
All right. The new group is going to be called the Central and Northern Michigan Region. As you mentioned, it will serve 51 counties. How many people were laid off in the mid-Michigan area?
About 12. And that, you know, and it happened in all different sectors of our staffing.
All right. Were they full-time employees?
Yes, all full-time employees.
So now your staff full-time is going to be where, more than 50 now?
About 57.
Okay. Yeah. But you will still have, as you mentioned, more than 1,000 disaster relief volunteers.
Right. We, you know, 96% of the Red Cross is made up by volunteers, and they're helping in health and safety and disaster and in the office, and we couldn't function without them. So we're going to be counting on them even more heavily.
I read that $575,000 will be saved by this reorganization. Not only are you cutting back 10%, but as you mentioned, this is a nationwide effort to trim costs.
Right, right.
All right, and I know that you are still working in some areas around the country, correct?
Right. I think the public doesn't realize, well, first of all, that we are funded by the generosity of the American public, and that we're not a government agency. And after you see the disaster on TV, we're there still several months later helping people clean up and restore their lives. You know, so we're still working in Haiti. Those are the behind-the-scenes things that cost a lot of money that people don't really realize are going on.
All right. What areas do you have volunteers from the mid-Michigan area working in?
Well, we just had two volunteers come back from Minot, North Dakota. And this morning we have volunteers working at Everett High School because there's been flooding in the Beacon Street area in Lansing, and we've had to open a shelter in Everett High School.
All right. If folks are having issues with flooding of their homes, how do they partake in that shelter at Everett High School?
Well, actually, it'll be the fire department or the police department that directs families to the shelter. And, you know, we can't help if your basement's flooded. We wish we could, but in the case where it's, you know, dangerous for you to live in your house, the police will assess that and the fire department.
All right, so you need to call the police and fire, and then they take it from there.
Right, right.
All right, Allison Bono with the Red Cross here in Lansing. Thanks so much, Allison.
You're welcome.